There's less than 1 week left in Nevada's 2017 legislative session, and lawmakers are working around the clock to put the finishing touches on bills, while at the same time finalizing a budget for the next 2 years. Reno Public Radio's news director Michelle Billman spoke with our political reporter Paul Boger to get the latest from Carson City.
Paul, thanks for joining me. Let's get into it. Last week was yet another big deadline. Tell us about that.
Yes, so last Friday marked the final House passage deadline. What that means is all these general bills that we've been talking about over the last 4 months, it was their last go-around for lawmakers to look at them, vet them, and vote on them. So what you saw was the Senate passed measures throughout the week like they've done historically through the session. And again, the Assembly seemed to dilly-dally, for lack of a better phrase. We've seen that all session, they would kind of wait to the last day and pass as much as they can. And that actually may have gotten them into a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, what do you mean?
So deadlines typically work that they, you know, you have to pass everything by midnight, the day of the deadline. Well, lawmakers were passing bills for a few minutes after the deadline, which raises some legal questions. Is that actually valid? And the only explanation we got from lawmakers was a very, very brief explanation from Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson.
We are continuing our legislative day, and our legislative day will continue until we adjourn. But the legislative day starts from when we were called into order.
But it actually was a deadline. So how many bills ended up dying?
You know, lawmakers have had the full session to vet most of these bills. They've gone through multiple committee hearings. They've been through one House passage already, so only 13 bills died. But we also saw a lot of legislation make it through the process, whether it was creating a Nevada Office of Cyber Defense Coordination, which has been a big push by the governor, family planning services and contraception coverage protections. Those were all passed. You also saw some criminal justice reforms. That's been kind of big this session, including the banning of the infamous box, if you will, where you no longer can ask the question, have you ever been convicted of a felony on a job application? You know, a lot of states have been doing this. Most recently, Alabama passed that. So you're probably going to see that make it through. But a lot of that legislation has to make it past the governor's veto pen, and that may be a problem.
Do we know at this point what bills the governor will sign?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, historically, the governor's been tight-lipped about specific bills. However, he's already vetoed several measures, including ones that would once again reform collective bargaining, as well as some criminal justice reform, which would ease punishments for certain offenses. I did catch up with the governor last week, and this is what he had to say about the process.
I think maybe, if not all, 95%+ of the budget has been closed. So that has a big indicator that hopefully they'll get finished on time. I'm getting between 30 and 50 bills a day now. And so I'm getting another, I understand we have at least 100 bills that have just arrived in the office, and we're methodically going through all of those. So the process is working.
So Paul, where are we in the process now?
This is the last week of the session. Lawmakers are going to be working around the clock to finish up the few remaining bills that are out there. We know that there's going to likely be a renewable energy bill. ESAs, education savings accounts are still on the table. Lawmakers actually held a four-hour hearing Monday night, and we'll have more on that later in the coming days. And of course, there's the entire biennium to get to. You know, creating a budget for the next 2 years isn't easy, so we'll look at that as it comes down the pike. But ultimately, it's going to be a very busy week in Carson.
Paul Boger, thank you.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.